What's good?
Yo, so I know you're tight with Spotify, so just want to know
Oh,
this with
another
Spotify.
question.
No.
The
So right now on Spotify, you have Tory Lanez, right? He's blackballed. The
fuck?
Megan situation happened. Do you think there's anything Tory Lanez can do to get on playlists again?
Yo, I really
If it is the case.
That's a good
I
question.
think somebody just said it to be the case. Put it like this, man. And just to be very open and honest, man, yo, it's like they gave me the numbers this week on our weekly call. 6ix9ine, so the most streamed episode of my podcast, which is a Spotify exclusive off the record, is 6ix9ine and Whack, the original one, and then 6ix9ine, Whack, and Hassan, for the second one. And they beat every episode out by a factor of six. So if you think about, say, everyone got 100, that got 600 or more. You know what I mean? For those two. So
Jeez.
600, so 6ix9ine is a big draw. Shit, while going into this process, I told him, I said, yo, 6ix9ine, he's gonna be dropping music. And I usually tell him, I tell him every week who our guest's gonna be. And they'll coordinate with guests when it comes to dropping music. Like, okay, cool, we'll tap in with a music team since we're gonna have an interview with them, bet. And I told him the same thing with 6ix9ine. And what I could tell you is that it's nothing that could be done through me for not only 6ix9ine, but just like, these artists, because there is certain departments. Like, everything I do only affects the podcast department, right? What those guys are going through is the music department. And again, I could send kites over there, like, yo, hey, this person's coming up, could you like help him out? But I can't fucking put a nigga to head, like, yo, why the fuck you in playlist? You know what I mean? That can't really work. So in reality, I would say, and this is what I've heard, Tory has had conversations with whether it's Spotify or Apple, and from what I've heard, Tory knows that the case is a big indicator. And at the resolution of the case, if he was proven to not do whatever he did, they're going to restore whatever, support they had for him. The only thing which I've repeatedly said is, what happens if we don't find out the truth? Or what happens if, say he gets found guilty, but the truth is, much more than a guilty or innocent plea. Is there a time period? It's one of those things where, like, I've even said it with Instagram. Man, if Instagram had just hit me and be like, yo, Ak, you're shadow banned for this amount, and you could see a clock that's ticking down until you're unshadow banned, niggas wouldn't even give a fuck.
Yo, real
It
quick,
seems
Ak.
transparent,
You
right?
so shadow banned. I tried to send a link to your Twitch stream. That shit's blocked. Niggas can't even send you a link. It's crazy.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know when they did that. So I thought it was Twitch in general, because I'm like, oh, well, Facebook's competing with Amazon, who owns Twitch. No, only my Twitch account is banned. You could send, because I seen one day, like, Kai or like Silky, they put their Twitch stream in the swipe up or the little link click. I'm like, all right, cool, I can
Right,
do it
yeah.
now, bro. I did that, and Twitch was like, nope.
Bro,
So
act. I'm in a group chat on Instagram. I try to post a link, bro. That shit said we do not allow people to share links that are harmful to our audience. That's crazy.
Yeah. And
Yo, Ak. Yo, Ak. On the Spotify thing, do you think that Carl Cherry has any power, or is it like the higher ups? Like, is Carl Cherry just a peon in all of this, or does he actually have power?
Yo,
Didn't somebody leave?
Can he even say that?
so I'm actually gonna be talking to Carl Cherry in a few weeks, on off the record. He is the person who is the head curator over there, that theoretically runs Rap Caviar, the biggest place in the world, and other things. What I can tell you from what I've seen, he's not just making decisions unilaterally, and in terms of whatever he wants. So it's not just his personal opinion. His opinion could weigh stuff, right? But I think there's a whole conglomerate over there that has to be convinced of anything, whether it's playlisting an artist, or say they stop playlisting an artist to start doing it again. So so
Are you
forth.
going to ask him these type of questions?
Okay, so
No, of
yeah.
course, and he knows.
Hey,
Like, so
do
basically,
you
this is
think that
way bigger than
6ix9ine
him.
should start
This is way
making
bigger than him.
content, almost like how Tyler Creator used to do and everything? Because I feel like when it comes to that world, they're not going to blackball him. And people love seeing 6ix9ine talking. He's not going to get blackballed in the entertainment industry compared as he getting blackballed in the music.
Hey, the only thing I can say, and I think after I say this, we probably could just, you know, go to another subject because I think it'll answer it for everybody.
Right.
When it comes to blackballing and when it comes to DSPs, right, the only person, and I might not want to accept it, the only person who I saw that was on the table for cancellation real early that not only avoided it but obliterated it is NBA YoungBoy. Now, let me tell you how I believe 6ix9ine could do it. Let me tell you how I believe Tory Lanez could do it. But unfortunately, it won't happen because the only people who support both of those guys are their fans. They don't control the culture. I don't care how big 6ix9ine's fan base is, he doesn't control the culture. I don't care how big Tory Lanez fans is, he doesn't control the culture. YoungBoy, the DSPs were trying to blackball him. I remember the day where the video came out where he body slammed his girlfriend, was it Janiyah, whatever it was. I was at Complex. They were dropping a sneaker shopping with him that day. I don't even know if it ever came out. They canceled it that day. They said, fuck, it's over. Word went through Complex. Anything with YoungBoy, not coming out. That's the establishment saying you're canceled. You know why they had to jump on the train? Because this motherfucker dropped music and gained the fucking hearts and souls and minds of an entire generation. They realize that if we don't fuck with this guy, we're going to be out of touch. That's the only reason why YoungBoy is still an artist. The thing with 6ix9ine,
I wish I didn't get shopping when it came out.
6ix9ine, yo, 6ix9ine has a huge fan base, but 6ix9ine would not be blackballed if he was liked by the majority of people, because you know why? People would say this is unacceptable, but when nobody playlists them, who's gonna make a stink? You know what every artist says? Well, fuck that nigga. We don't like him anyway. But when people like you, then it's a problem. You see, Tory right now, we're in a very, you know, protect woman-centric time. So there's a lot of artists. Bro, I think Chris Brown's dropped, like, or he did some shit with Tory. Everybody's doing songs with Tory. They don't care. But they're not going to stand next to him and fight that fight. That's why I told you it was important years ago when X was still alive, when they were like, oh, we're not going to put X on our playlist. We're not going to put, what's the name on our playlist? TK and Chris Brown. And the label said, if y'all do that, we're going to war. They stopped that because they realized you're putting artists who are liked in the crossfire. It's easy to do it to somebody who's hated or who's polarized. I fought for years for people to be fair with it because here's the thing. That affects me. I'm not a musician like that. But if the world came down to, and I've always said that because this is how the world is, it's better to be liked than to be right. Remember that. It's better to be liked than to be right. It's not about what the message is. It's about do you fuck with the messenger. And I watched that shit happen where because 6ix9ine doesn't have a group of people, because his label realized everybody hate him and they would look stupid to try to go to war for him, everybody said, well, he on his own. And you know what happened? He's still blackballed. With Tory, at least, Tory got a bunch of artist friends. They won't stand up for him, so that's why he's getting blackballed now. But he's at least cool enough and talented enough. And if he ain't talented, he'll be out of here. To be like, to at least gain the respect of them to say, well, if it comes back that I'm innocent, will y'all fuck with me? And they've all said yes. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yo, I just want to bring one more point on that act. XXX, he was blackballed about a month before he died, right?
Yeah,
and
I
then,
know, right?
Yeah, and then Kendrick Lamar told Spotify CEO